720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And as the racing world converges on Wisconsin, fans are headed up to Road America for the IndyCar Series race. And we'll have defending winner and IndyCar Series champ Alex Palou on with us. And excited coming up in July 12th, for the 43rd WABM Slinger National Super Late Models. They'll have the trucks there as well. And excited to have on the line a guy with 343 starts, 109 wins, 13-time track and series champion on asphalt and dirt, and the all-time winningest SRL Southwest Tour driver, the one and only Derek Thorne. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
It's awesome to have you on. This is a great time to be a racer. It always has been your entire career. Lots and lots of success for fans. It's as big as it gets with all of these events open. There is so much excitement.
You know, there is. You know, the Slinger Nationals for us is our next race. The super late model, and looking forward to being back in Wisconsin. You know, I think Wisconsin Midwest fans throughout the country are some of the most passionate and fun to be around. And I've never raced in the Slinger Nationals, but I lived in Wisconsin for a couple of years and worked just down the street. Met a lot of awesome people when I lived back there. Some of the nicest people you could ask for. It'd be cool to be back in Wisconsin. I haven't seen a lot of them in over 10 years. So it's almost a homecoming of sorts.
Wow.
For us to be back in Wisconsin and just looking forward to the whole experience.
They're so excited to see you there. And you hit on it too, Derek, is that in some of these places we think of, a lot of times, you know, the spotlight gets on some of these major markets and major, bigger kind of series. But the hotbed of racing, the real heartbeat of it, is in the communities. We were down at Worldwide Technology Raceway just last week, and it is jammed. I mean, there are so many great race fans there, and the dirt track there. And I was out with you at Irwindale earlier this year as well, and it was jammed. So much excitement. Wisconsin's gonna love having you.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think the race fans at the moment, it seems like racing, the short track racing from my perspective, is, you know, is definitely, you know, on the uptick. It seems like people are really, really passionate about it. A lot of fans are coming out to watch, you know, with Racing America and Flow TV having all that stuff to be able to broadcast it and have people be able to even tune in from home if they can't make it. You know, it brings a level of excitement, you know, and when you have guys, you know, like the Slinger Nationals bringing a lot of great drivers and stuff from around the country. So I feel like when you bring us from the West Coast, guys from the Southeast, Midwest, and all throughout those regions, you know, I think it kind of brings the short track community together and brings a lot of different perspectives to the sport.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too, is that with all of those different drivers there, we're also bringing in El Bandido Yankee, which is, you know, our Chicago listeners know it's the official tequila of Raceway. It'll be large and in charge and up there with you as well. Now, unlike any other sport, right, motorsports has, you know, sponsors and that great partner relationships. It's essential, right? And so it's great to have great partners. Any sponsor is good, but this is a fun one.
Yeah, it is. You know, El Bandido Yankee, to have them come aboard, you know, it's really fun for us, and I'm really appreciative for them to put faith in us to represent their brand. And you know, they're doing a lot behind the scenes at Slinger to be a big part of that race, and we'll be representing them on the track, you know, while they're having a good time off the track. You know, we'll be having a good time trying to represent them and put our best foot forward. But to have them on board for a race like that, you know, I think is a lot of fun, and I'm hopefully we can bring a lot of attention to their brand.
So one of the big races is Tuesday. There's a bunch of action coming up the few days before as well, and you got the El Bandido green flag party that's going to be happening. Are you going to be up there the whole time? Are you just coming in for the race? You'll be there a few days before. A lot of fans would love to spend some time with you leading up.
Yeah. No, we do. We have a lot of sponsors coming to town that week. We're there for probably 6 days in total.
Wow.
Racing. We're partnering up with him this year to run his equipment at the Nationals through Campbell Motorsports, as we are out of California. So it'll be fun to partner with them, come back to Wisconsin, meet all the fans, meet all the sponsors, hang out. Wisconsin, from what I've learned in the past, is just such a big family, right? It is such a great group of people to have fun with. So looking forward to not only racing and taking it serious, but letting our hair down a little bit, you know, on the backside with El Bandido Yankee and Pepper Jack Kennels, the Tool Shack, all of our friends and stuff that'll be there. So hopefully we can all hang out, have a good time. And, you know, obviously having a good run on the racetrack is a big part of it. But on the backside, hopefully we have a good time at the same time.
Yeah, everything in moderation. You know, you want to be able to enjoy and show the sponsor that you're supportive, but, you know, everything in moderation, especially
right.
Maybe leave some of that to the fans as well. For this race weekend, we talked about Wisconsin, those connections, your connections in California as well. Racing NASCAR will be out at Sonoma. Do you get a chance? You know, because for Slinger, we're going to have Matt Kenseth, of course, NASCAR, and, of course, Wisconsin roots. William Byron's going to be there, Eric Jones. Are you going to be maybe checking out the action at Sonoma, maybe getting out there and visiting some friends and seeing some NASCAR racing?
Grew up about an hour from there, and growing up, dude, that was my passion. Right? My dad, we'd race on Friday nights at dirt track, and we'd be up at 4 a.m. to leave to beat the crowd on Sunday to go watch Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart beat it out and stuff like that. But I got the opportunity to race some K&N stuff or ARCA stuff there, you know, a handful of years ago. But the way the super late model stuff is, we don't really go up there. And it's about a 6-hour drive. And with our schedule and stuff this year, I just don't have the time to go up there, unfortunately. But as a kid, the truck series at Sonoma was always a dream of mine. Like, I don't know why. Like, they never raced there. But I was always like, that would be the coolest thing. And it was really cool to see. Fast forward probably 15, 20 years since I had that dream. It's cool to see them at that track doing that bit in front of some local fans, in front of my hometown fans, per se, being that I grew up so close.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like with all the different series in motorsport, whether it's super late model, whether it's the IndyCar, whether it's NASCAR, whether it's any of that stuff, one of the great things about racing in motorsports is not only for the drivers, but for the fans, it's an opportunity to see America in so many different places. And you guys will be, you know, right there headlining in Wisconsin coming up on July 12th. So, Derek, we'll let you get back to it. Before we let you go, for people, and of course, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for the Speedway and for tickets as they are there, and certainly some of those extra events. But for social media and some of the cool things you're doing, where can people go?
Facebook and Twitter, Derek Thorne 6 is how they can kind of reach me and stuff. But just got a lot of good things going on this year. You know, we've had some great partners that stepped up that allowed us to kind of run the schedule we're running. We'll run out here on the West Coast, Southeast, Midwest, some over in North Carolina, some up in Washington State. So looking forward to taking our partners this year and just running around, and hopefully throughout the year we'll meet new fans, new faces, or race in the regions where these people can come out and check us out and come say hi.
One of the all-time greats, and he'll be right there in Wisconsin, just a little north of us as well, coming up for the Slinger Nationals. So, Derek, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for coming to Wisconsin. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate it, Dane. Thanks again for everything, bub.